And Mrs. Robinson for the wonderful music and singing, and thank you, Dr. Brown, for your kind words. And thank you for letting me come. My subject is doing what you can. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, the 3rd chapter. Doing what you can. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his precious word. Then Peter, verse 6, said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Now, you're going to have to listen in a hurry because I'll be through before you know it. Doing what you can. First of all, they gave this poor crippled man the benefit of a Christian example. In verse 1, it says, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. Walking together means more than cadence of step. I believe that Peter and John were together in spirit and in heart as they walked to the house of God. And on that particular day, this man that had been lame from his mother's womb was sitting by the gate that is called Beautiful. And he saw Peter and John as they were coming. And in the book of Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 13, the Bible says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus." They gave him the benefit of a Christian example. Number 2, they gave him a compassionate glance. When they got to where this lame man was, the Bible says in verse 4 that Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, with John, said unto him, look upon us. Now they could have looked straight ahead, neither to the right or to the left. They could have completely ignored this man. But in Christian mercy and tenderness, they looked at this cripple with a compassionate glance. And I want to tell every one of you this morning that if there's anything that's needed in the hearts of God's people today, it is compassion for those who are less fortunate than we.
Amen.
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 22 and 23, Paul said, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. It touches my heart to see Peter and John fastening their eyes upon this man with great compassion. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, when King David had sent after crippled Mephibosheth, and he came into the presence of the great king, in the 9th verse, the Bible says that Mephibosheth said, who is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? I want to tell you by the authority of God's word, the closer we get to Jesus, the less we think of self. And the further we get from him, the more we think of self. They gave him a compassionate glance. And he looked upon them, expecting to receive something from them. And the world has a right to expect something from you and something from me. I've heard Christian people say, I don't owe the world anything. Yes, you do. In John 4:35, Jesus said, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look upon the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. In Matthew 9:37 and 38, Jesus said unto them, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his vineyard. And if you think you owe the world nothing, I'll tell you, you owe the world a Christian witness this morning. In the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. And this morning, I'm thanking God in my heart when I look through the window of retrospection and remember those who witnessed for me and to me when I had no use for the Lord Jesus. Then Peter spoke as a typical Baptist preacher. He said, remember, he expected to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Typical Baptist preacher, broke as a she-hank. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The third thing they gave him was a saving name. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 13:39, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. When Aladdin and I were in Jacksonville Baptist College in 1946, we had an invitation to go 10 miles the other side of Carthage to preach on a Sunday. I had an old 39 Chevrolet that had been worked over and over and over and over and over. And we had $5 to our name. And back then, Dr. Atterbury, they not only had Sunday school and worship service, but they had BTS, Baptist Training Service. Anybody remember that? And Ollie and I had $5 to our name. So we decided, since we were going to this nice country church, we would give 50 cents to Sunday school. We would give $2 in the morning offering. We'd give 50 cents to BTS. And we would give the other $2 to the evening offering. So we gave our $5. We had a wonderful day. Everybody in that church had cattle and oil wells. In fact, some had so many. Every time they shook hands with you, they did it just like this. I'm telling the truth. And when we started home that night, Ollie said, "Hal, what did they give you today?" "Remember, Peter said silver and gold have I none." I said, "They gave me $5. She said, "Well, if you had put more into it, you'd have got more out of it." I don't have any money, but I have a saving name. And then they gave him a helping hand. And Peter reached down and took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Look all around you, find someone in need. Help somebody today. Though it be little, a neighborly deed, help somebody today. Help somebody today, somebody a long life's way. Her sorrows be ended, the friendless be friended. Help somebody today. He lifted him up, and the man started leaping and walking and praising God because his ankles and his legs had received strength. And finally, they took him to the best possible place they could have taken him. They took him to the house of God. And he went with them into the temple. And the people knew it was he that sat at the gate of the temple called Beautiful, begging for alms, and they marveled and wondered and were amazed at what had happened to him. Let me say to all of you, the best possible place you can take anyone is to the house of God. Amen. David said in Psalm 55, verse 14, we took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Doing what you can. They gave him a Christian example, a compassionate glance, a saving name, a helping hand, and took him to the best possible place they could have taken him. It's not so much what you do, my friend, but what you leave undone that will give you a bit of heartache at the setting of the sun. Do what you can.
My goodness, what an encouraging word from Dr. Brunson. It's encouraging just to have him here, isn't it? And to hear from him. So grateful for that.